From your perspective, Rob, you've done the legwork on the schemes that are out there.
Yeah.
What have you found, if anyone is interested in doing this, does it impact what we've just talked there about the way you buy the car as to whether this scheme works?
Most of them are inclusive of finance packages, so you can, you know, you get the same deal if you're buying on finance or if you buy them cash, so it makes no difference. But I don't think there's one that's the same. It's not like a universal thing. It's like everyone's got their own small intricacies, like how long you've owned the car. Some demand that the car that you trade in, you've owned for a year. Some demand that you've owned it for 90 days. Others have no demand of how long you've owned it. So you can just go and buy something off eBay for 50 quid and, you know, trade that in if it's got an MOT. And also the cars that you can buy new are different. You know, there's restrictions on them. Mercedes is a real key one to point out because they're only offering their scrappage scheme with new diesel cars. So it's, you know, if you're trading in a diesel, you've got to buy another diesel.
The new diesel cars that they are conveniently struggling to sell at the moment. Yeah.
When I asked you about being cynical, Simon. all right, then. So you've been looking around. I guess it's what is right for you.
Yeah.
I suppose, first of all, it's what car you want.
Yeah.
But what do you like in terms of the schemes that are being offered at the moment? What are the best ones out there?
Yeah.
What are the biggest savings you can make?
I think the biggest one's about £8,000, but that's on a big, expensive Audi. Manufacturers like Ford seems like a very good deal because it's cars of volume selling, one of the biggest sellers in the UK, and any sort of discount that you can get with their cars is great. And you've also, whatever price that you negotiate with the dealer, that's inclusive as well. So, you know, if you haggle down £2,000-£3,000 off a Ford Focus and then say at the end, well, actually, I've got an old car that I want to trade in with a scrappage, that then gets added on top of that. So it's not just a single saving. You can actually double your saving up just through this scrappage scheme, as long as you've got a car that qualifies for what they'll take. And not all of them as well, you need to point out, is that not every single manufacturer is guaranteed that they're going to scrap the car. Some are actually going to be retained and kept on the road and potentially sold on. Only a few of them have committed to scrapping all these cars. So a scrappage scheme, I've got to say, they're not all called scrappage schemes. Some are called trade-in schemes, or, you know, but it's along the same policy. But not all of them are getting scrapped either.
This idea of not scrapping the car is not necessarily, in a way, a bad thing, because the idea of scrapping perfectly good cars to encourage the sale of brand new ones, which obviously there is an environmental cost to making a new car, which outweighs the environmental cost of continuing to use the old one. Obviously, it's not as immediately poisonous for the people standing around it in terms of the old dirty diesels, but there is an environmental cost. That has been the great thing that has always questioned the value of the old scrappage scheme, which was introduced theoretically to get older, more polluting cars off the road, but actually was introduced because new car sales had absolutely dived and the industry was in crisis after the financial crisis. Now, the question in my mind is, if you go into the car dealer and you say to them, I have seen about this scrappage scheme and I would like to buy one of your new cars, and then you negotiate the price, how good a deal are they going to negotiate with you, knowing that you are already going to get this scrappage benefit? Or are they just going to sell you the car for the price that they would have sold you, that they would have discounted it to anyway, taking into account the scrappage thing? So I'm thinking that if I was in this position, I would go into the car dealership, who I know might be struggling to sell cars at the moment. I would negotiate hard on my car. I would get my price agreed for my car that I'm going to buy. And only then would I then say, oh, and I've got a car that benefits from the scrappage scheme. Because that, I think, is your best chance of getting the best discount on the car plus the benefit from the scrappage scheme. And there will be some people for who this is a benefit for. For example, my younger sister has a 2005 Fiat Punto that is essentially probably worth about 500 quid if she was lucky.
Vintage, isn't it?
Yeah, if she could hold on to it for long enough, it might become a classic car, but she's going to have to wait a long time before it starts going up in value. Do something about the dent in the side of it. But if you've got a car that's worth 500 quid and you want to get a new car, then if you could get that trade-in value of that car up to 2 grand and get 2 grand off the value of the new car, then you are, in theory, getting a good deal. But you have to factor in the fact that that brand new car that you've bought is going to depreciate by more than the 1,500 quid benefit that you've got in its first year alone. So to use that phrase, net-net, you're going to lose out, but you do get the new car. So it's a very difficult thing to evaluate. The only thing I'd say is the one thing I do think is going to depreciate pretty heavily is a diesel car. If you go out and buy a brand new diesel car, that brand new diesel car will in theory be clean. It's a Euro 6 compliant, which is like an emissions level thing. Mm. But can you really see a scenario in 3 years' time where those diesel cars, even the brand new ones now, are not depreciating like absolute crazy as everyone starts buying more hybrid cars, even if they're not pure electric, they're buying more hybrid cars? And I think that this is going to be the issue for the people buying the cars. And I think it's also going to be an issue for the car companies who are doing these finance deals based on the depreciation of the car. And the big worry about the sort of financial system with them is not to do necessarily with some of the mis-selling that people are worried about, but to do with the fact that they've promised a guaranteed future value on a car of, say, £12,000. And then what happens when they take that car back in 3 years' time and actually the car's only worth 10 is they're going to have to take a £2,000 hit. On a one-off, that's fine. But once you start to multiply it up by the sheer number of new cars that are sold, that presents a potential problem for the system.
I wonder, Rob, if